From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. When President Bush nominated Condoleezza Rice to be Secretary of State, he included this statement about one of her other ambitions.
As many of you know, Condi's true ambition is beyond my power to grant. She would really like to be the commissioner of the National Football League. I'm glad she's put those plans on hold once again. The nation needs her.
The fact that a woman can be Secretary of State and even dream of being NFL commissioner speaks to the enormous changes in women's status over the past century. Not only do women vote and hold powerful political offices, they lead major corporations.
So, where does this leave men? NPR's Joe Palca tackles that question in the final installment of his series, The End of Men.
Anthropologist Lionel Tiger thinks there's potentially dangerous times ahead for the male of the species.
There's a tectonic shift in the continental divide between males and females.
Tiger won't say outright men are in trouble, but he did call his 1999 book on the role of men in society The Decline of Males.
If you look at trend lines, for example, in male income now as opposed to the past, if you look at the number of men involved in families, if you look at the ratio of women to men in a whole series of enterprises, you see that there's been a real change.
And many of these changes can be construed as squeezing men out of the picture. Take education, says Tiger.
There were many places that were desirable institutions in this country 30 years ago where there were no women. Just this year, Harvard, for the first time, admitted more women into its arts program than men.
In his darkest moments, Tiger worries that as women gain in social status, men are being shunted into activities that are societal dead ends, like spending endless hours slumped in a couch watching sports on TV.
There are now, I don't know how many channels that do nothing but play pictures of guys competing with other guys.
Tiger says drugs are another refuge for males in decline. And then there's pornography on the internet.
That was where we could see guys spending hours and hours and hours taking advantage of a symbolic interaction with females through a very intimate medium at relatively low cost.
Tiger paints a pretty dismal picture. Instead of going to college or heading households, men are watching sports, taking drugs, and ogling pornography on the web. Well, that's one view. But if you feel that all this talk about men being marginalized is a bit over the top, you're not alone.
In many respects, men are still at the top in the major organizations. There's no question about that.
Helen Fisher is also an anthropologist, and like Lionel Tiger, her academic home is Rutgers University.
Over 90% of senior executives in our major corporations are still men. Less than 15% of women are now in the House of Representatives. Less than 15% of individuals in the Senate are women.
Fisher doesn't deny that things are changing for men, but not towards a place where men are sitting on the sidelines. Instead, she says the pendulum is swinging back to a possibly happier time when men and women first learn to work out their relationships. You can tell that, says Fisher, by looking at hunting and gathering societies.
We don't have too many hunting and gathering societies left in the world, but those that we do have are cultures in which women are exceedingly economically powerful and socially powerful and sexually powerful, and we're seeing the rise of this double income family in our modern world that is very representative of how the human animal is built. Men and women were built to work together. I mean, they were built to work as a team.
Men and women may be built to work as a team, but in the modern world, Lionel Tiger says we're heading into uncharted territory, with women apparently heading up the social ladder and men heading down.
The whole thing is a very novel kind of social problem, and part of the difficulty for our community is that we've had such a strong sense of, if you will, political correctness, but that also reflects a fear of looking at the issue, that we've not fully identified the fact that people are not just people, they're males and females.
So what, says Helen Fisher. If it's a new social order, men can deal with that. In fact, Fisher says, the smart ones can deal with it very effectively.
I do a lot of public speaking on gender differences, and the men in the audience are particularly interested in one thing, how to use this resource called women. There's more and more women moving into the job market. More and more of them are being successful in middle management. And what these men seem to want to know is, what are the natural talents of women, and how can I use those natural talents in my business to get ahead? And those that can understand how to use this resource actually are winning.
So that's it. The rise of women doesn't spell the end of men. If Fisher's right, men can do just fine in this new world order if they play their cards right. By the way, this series, The End of Men, was produced by Giselle Grayson and edited by Allison Richards. Joe Palca, NPR News.
You can hear the first two parts of this series at our website, npr.org.